From Spark and Anvil and Mythforge, this is Wise Elder in Chapter 1 of the Mythforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.
Wise Elder wasn't just one person. They were a pattern, a way of being that turns up again and again in old stories. Picture a wise old tree, or a comfy, worn-out armchair that has heard a thousand secrets. Wise Elder was old and warm, and their face was like a map of good stories, all creased with places they had been. Their tiny, crooked house sat at the very edge of the Whispering Woods. Smoke curled from the chimney in slow, thoughtful loops. If you stood outside long enough, you'd hear them murmur their favorite words to the wind. The mentor knows the path, but cannot walk it for the hero. Everyone in the village whispered about the old one. They said Wise Elder knew things, real things, the kind you couldn't find in any book. So when Alex's quest got tangled, there was only one crooked door to knock on. Alex stood on the mossy step, heart thumping. Through the window, they could see Wise Elder inside, stirring a pot of tea, tapping a twisted wood staff on the floor like a slow heartbeat. The staff looked like it had seen a thousand journeys. Alex took a breath and pushed the door open. A little bell jingled softly overhead.
Wise Elder didn't even look up. "Come in, young one," they said, their voice like rustling leaves. "I expected you."
"You did?"
Alex shuffled inside, over creaky floorboards and past piles of books that leaned like tired towers.
"Of course.
Many come when their path gets tangled." Wise Elder finally turned, and their eyes twinkled. "It was the same for me, you know, long ago." They settled onto a stool and stared into the fire, remembering. "When I was young, younger than you'd believe looking at this beard, I was stuck too. I had my own quest, and I couldn't find my way. So I went to my teacher, an old woman who lived in a cave full of bells. And do you know what she did when I begged her for the answer?"
"Told you?"
Alex guessed. Wise Elder chuckled, low and warm. "She poured me a cup of tea. She asked me 3 questions. And then she sent me back out into the cold with nothing but my own 2 feet and a very good map." They shook their head, smiling at the memory. "I was furious. I thought she was cruel. It took me the whole long journey home to understand. She hadn't given me nothing. She'd given me the most important thing. She'd let the doing stay mine." Wise Elder tapped the staff gently. "That's the first rule I ever learned, the one I've kept ever since."
Alex perched on a small stool, and the whole story came tumbling out.
"It's the Sparkle Stone," they blurted. "It's gone, and I need it for the quest, and everyone says you know everything. So can you just tell me where it is? Or maybe, you know, just get it for me?"
Wise Elder stroked their long white beard and stared at the floor for a long, quiet moment. Then they looked up. "Ah, the Sparkle Stone, a very important item." They nodded slowly. "And the quest is yours, is it not?"
"Yes, so where is it?"
Wise Elder shook their head, but kindly. "I know of the path, I know about the stone, but I cannot walk the path for you." The staff tapped the floor once. "That is what I call bounded mentorship."
"Bounded what now?"
Alex frowned. "It means my help has edges." Wise Elder gestured to a great wall covered in small, colorful cards, each one glowing softly. "See these? Every one of them is a mentor from an old story, and every one of them knew exactly where their help ended and where the hero's work began. Come, look closer."
Alex leaned in. The first card showed a woman in a bronze helmet. "This is Athena," Wise Elder said. "She gave Odysseus wise advice on his long journey home. She told him what to watch for, but she never once sailed his ship. He had to do that himself, storm after storm." They moved to the next glowing card, a man beside a charioteer. This is Krishna, counselor to Arjuna. He guided him through his hardest hour. But he did not swing Arjuna's arm for him. The choice and the doing stayed Arjuna's own. A third card held a small green figure with enormous ears. And that fellow, Wise Elder said with a wink, is Yoda. He showed Luke the way of the Force. But he could not face Luke's fears for him. No mentor can. That is the whole point.
So they just told people stuff?
Alex asked. They didn't actually do anything? They did the most important thing of all. Wise Elder's voice was gentle but firm. They offered counsel. They were knowledge keepers. They got the hero ready, and then they stepped back. They picked up a blank card from a stack and pressed it into Alex's hands. This one is yours. Your path. You must fill it in. The card felt strangely heavy.
But what if I mess up? Alex whispered.
Then you learn, Wise Elder said simply. That is part of the journey, not something to hide from. Some folk think a mentor should just do the work, or they muddle the stories, saying Athena and Krishna are the same. They are not. Athena belongs to the Greek tales, Krishna to the Hindu ones, each precious in its own. But the pattern of a mentor who guides and steps back? That, my dear, is everywhere.
Wise Elder rose and crossed to a dusty shelf, pulling down a small, leather-bound book with no title on its spine. This holds riddles, they said. Riddles about forgotten places. One of them may point you toward your sparkle stone. They placed it in Alex's hands. I won't tell you which riddle. I won't tell you the answer. But I will tell you this. Read carefully, think hard, and trust your own steps. Alex turned the book over. It wasn't the easy answer they'd wanted. It was harder, and somehow it was more. Wise Elder hadn't done the work, but they had given Alex a place to begin. Don't expect the mentor to do the walking for you, Wise Elder murmured, settling back by the fire. That's not what mentors are for. Listen, ask, then walk the path yourself. Alex looked at the book, then at the old one's creased, kind face. Wise Elder knew the path, but Alex had to walk it, and holding the heavy little book, that suddenly didn't feel so scary. Something inside them lifted, small and warm, like the first light before sunrise. The quiet excitement of realizing the next brave step was theirs to take, and that it had always been meant for them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Wise Elder. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.